Okay. Okay, praise the Lord. First and foremost, I apologize standing up here dressed as I am. I did not plan on this, but I feel like it's necessary that the comments that I make before Theos brings the word, that whoever may hear this later, especially if you're part of Texas House of Prayer International, I want everybody to hear this. We are so thankful to the Lord for the strengths that we have here, and one of the strengths is that the preaching that comes forth is word-centered, is grounded, is solid. We don't talk about a lot of kooky stuff, and we don't want to talk about a lot of kooky stuff. So it's important to us that whoever we put before the people are going to say the right thing and going to honor the Lord by the message that they bring. So I want everybody to realize that Jason and I take our responsibility very seriously in protecting the people of this church and what goes out from here, and making sure that we don't send mixed messages and say the wrong thing or applaud the wrong thing being said. So having said that, I would like for you to listen to Theos as he brings the word, and afterwards I want everybody to be as encouraging to him as you possibly can. Everybody needs that. Jason needs it. I need it. Dustin needs it. Eric needs it. Whoever is communicating the word of God, we need to make sure that we do communicate back in all good things it says. But trust us that if there is anything that needs to be corrected later, and I don't think there will be, but if there is, Theos knows it's going to come from me and Jason and not from anybody else. So don't feel like you have the responsibility to address anything that you feel like may not be right. And again, I'm not saying that it's going to happen, but I just want everybody to understand that's Jason and I. We are helping to raise up preachers here in this place. And we do, everybody who's ever ministered has had some time going over things and how things could be better and what can improve. And that's just a part of the process. So let us take care of that. Everybody else, your job is to encourage, okay? If you take pressure off of him, if you take pressure off of you, and everybody just hear what the Lord may be saying tonight and be encouraging and trust that if there is anything that needs to be addressed, Jason and I, we will definitely do that, and that's just part of our role here, and we take it seriously, and it's an honor to be able to do it. We want to help young preachers develop. And with that being said, Theos is coming to you. If you've never met him before, if you're listening to this and you don't know who Theos is, he comes to us from Zimbabwe, and he's going to have a little bit different Texas accent than what I have. He's from South Texas. So his accent's going to be a little bit different, but we're so thankful for him being here, being a part of the church while he can, while he's on his summer break from Christ for the Nations. And with that being said, I'll let you do any further introduction you want to do and bring the word to us tonight. But just remember, and this goes for when Eric's preaching, when Dustin's preaching, whatever, be encouraging and trust that Jason and I are listening with our ears wide open, and nothing is going to happen here and get left wrong. And there's very little correction that ever takes place because people have the right heart and do the right things and prepare correctly. So just rest assured in that. Theos, welcome.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm very thankful to be here, and I never thought this opportunity would come, but I'm very gracious to God, and how many of us are excited to hear the word of God?
Amen.
Amen. I would like to thank our elder and our pastor and everyone who is here today, and all those who are listening and watching video live. Welcome to Texas Office of Prayer Bible Study. Amen. So without wasting much of our time, we're going to learn about the topic says, when God calls you. How many of us believe that God has called them? How many of us, you may be called to become a preacher, you may be called to become a teacher, an exhorter, a prophet, an usher, a worshiper, a minister, someone who is, hosting team? Someone with a gift of hospitality. So we are called in different ways. And you need to identify where you are called by God. You also need to identify where your gift is. So you might be called whilst you're young. We have so many examples in the Bible of people who were called whilst they were young. Some they were called whilst they were grown up. Some they were called whilst they were old. So it's never too late to identify your gift. And today we are going to learn about when God calls you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father God, we thank you as we give you all the honor and all the praise. Let your word break us, let your word mold us, and let your word transform our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray, amen. Isaiah chapter 45 from verse 1. Isaiah chapter 45 from verse 1. It talks about a story of a man called Cyrus. So where I'm going to mention the name Cyrus, I want you to put your name there so that you may personalize the word of God upon your life. Now from verse 1 it says, "Thus says the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, to Theos, whose right hand I have held to subdue nations before him and to loose the armor of kings, to open before him double doors so that these gates will not be shut. I will go before you and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of bronze and cut the bars of iron. I will give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places." How many of us like hidden treasures and riches? "That you may know that I, the Lord, who call you by your name, I am the God of Israel. For Jacob the seventh's sake and Israel my elect. I have even called you by your name. I have named you though you have not known me. I am the Lord and there is no other. There is no God besides me." May God bless the reading of his word. Now, from where we have read the book of Isaiah, this was a major prophet in the Bible that we hear a lot, who prophesied so many things that were happening during the time when the Israelites were under bondage, were slaves. Now, Prophet Isaiah in chapter 45, where we've read, he talks and he prophesies about a man called Cyrus. Now, this, I want you to take note, this happened 200 years before it happened. Now, those years, Israel was suffering slavery. They were in bondage. And now God spoke to his prophet Isaiah, and he said, "I am going to raise a king who will be his name Cyrus, and he's going to let all the Israelites to go free. I will use him as an instrument to what? To free the Israelites." Now, I want you to listen to this. From verse 1, where it says, "Thus says the Lord to his anointed," which means to say that God was directed, was very direct. He knew the person that he was talking to. Someone that he was not even yet born. I'm sure the parents, they were not even born yet. I'm sure even the grandparents, they were even kids by then. And now, the Bible says in the book of Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5, says, "For I have known you before you were what? In your mother's womb." This is the same thing with Cyrus. God knew him before he was even born. God anointed him before he was even born. So as you are there seated looking at me, hearing me, what I'm saying, I'm here to encourage one another that God knows you by name. He has anointed you already and he has called you. So for you to be here at Texas House of Prayer, it's not by mistake or by coincidence, saying that maybe I'm coming to church because of my parents. I have to go to church because that's where my husband goes. I have to go to church because that's where my brother goes. So that's where I'm going also. I'm going to church because that's where I was married to. No, God called you and he knew you way back before. So everything that is happening right now upon your life, God knows about it already. Amen. Now, here in verse 2, it says, verse 1, it says, now, thus says the Lord to his anointed, to Theos, put your name there, whose right hand I have held to subdue nations before him. To subdue nations. When we say to subdue, it means to own things, all the nations. Now, Cyrus was given the land, many nations, by God. He was given all those nations. We hear that in the book of Isaiah and 2 Kings, where it was fulfilled. We hear that Cyrus had many armies. He had a great army that he had to conquer many nations. Though he was not a Christian, though he was not an Israelite, but God had anointed him to become a great servant of him. Now, God is going to make you subdue nations. As we are here as Texas House of Prayer, God is giving us nations. Right now we hear of our elders, and Steve and Susan, they are going to Uganda. Those are nations that God has given us. There are many nations that are coming. We hear that they communicate to preach to Pakistan. Those are nations. You might be here seated, you think that I'm going to grow old here in Texas. I will know every club and every door by door. But I'm here to announce to you today that God knows you. And you are going to subdue nations. You are going to go to different nations preaching the word of God. Now, here in verse 2 it says, I will go before you and make the crooked places straight. I will go before you and make the crooked places straight. Now, this was a promise that was given to Cyrus. And this promise is also being given to us, that when God calls you, he will make all those crooked places to go straight. What am I saying? There are so many things that are happening in our lives that you might be wondering, is this the thing that I signed up for? You know, some of you might be wondering, even in your marriage, you'll be like, is this how, you know, let me ask this question to those people who are married, especially women. When you got married, before you were married, you were imagining your wedding and how your marriage is going to be like, how your children are going to be like, how your husband is going to be like. But is it the same thing? How you imagined? It's different. But God is saying he is going to make all the road, the crooked places straight, which means he's going to lead you. He's going to guide you. He's going to protect you and say, no, I want you to take left. Don't take right. When you're talking to your husband, when you're doing this, even in your businesses, even in your projects that you're doing, even at school, I want you to do this and that. When God, what is he doing? He's making those rods, that crooked place to go at, to go straight. Now, God is saying, I will open before him. I will open before you, what? Double doors. You know, I remember last year when I was back in Zimbabwe, I was praying to God and I'm like, God, there's a moment whereby you feel that you're becoming stagnant in your life. There's a moment whereby you feel like you need something new, you need new challenges, you need to grow where you are. And I was praying to God, Lord, I need something new. What should I do? And then I was even talking to my dad about it, and then he said, I want you to go back to school, go to Bible school in America, Christ for the Nations. It was my dream. You know, at first I was like, okay, I'll go. And then God started talking to me more and more. I started watching the videos. I started looking at the school, and I started seeing how they do it. And, you know, that calling now, that fire in me started coming up. And God was not talking to me, you know, doors, saying, I'll open double doors for you. I'll open doors for you. You will go there, And you learn so many things. Those things, you bring them back to Zimbabwe. So I was now encouraged, and I took a step of faith. You know, coming here, for us, it's a miracle, if you don't understand. Like, we have to go to, you book an appointment for you to get a visa. You wait for 3 months whilst they are scrutinizing you, trying to figure out who you are. And then when you go to the interview, they'll ask you so many questions, intimidating questions. So for me, it felt like a judgment day, you know. I had sold my car. I had sold so many things. I had stopped even the business that I was doing. I had stopped everything. Everything I had stopped. And I was like, God, if it's you, I'm going to school. So when I went to the interview, it felt like a judgment day, whether I'm going to be given the visa or not. You know, I was so terrified. I remember that morning waking up, driving to the embassy, and I was late. I wasn't late, but there was traffic congestion that made me late, and I was so terrified. I was like, oh my goodness, I'm going to miss that appointment. But I thank God, when I got there, they were waiting for me. Like, they haven't even started yet the interview. And I was now scared. I know that I'm now like, huh? You know when the Bible says that we are going to be judged, we are going to send in a single file, and then you'll be judged one by one about your life, if you're going to hell or heaven. I felt at that moment that now this is going to be my judgment day. But I thank God I got the visa, and I was very excited. So the money that I sold my car, I managed to pay for my fees. I managed to pay for my air ticket to come here. So I sacrificed a lot for me to be where I am today. Why am I saying this? There are so many things that you have sacrificed in your life. And whereby you're saying, God, how come you're not seeing me? I have given in church. I pay my tithe. I even give sacrificially. I have tried so much to help this and this person and this person. But at the end, they don't even appreciate me. But things are not going well within my life. But I'm here to remind you and to announce to you that God is willing to open double doors for you. Blessings for you. You know, when God opens double doors, He's going to open doors and blessings that are way better than your parents had. God is going to open blessings, is going to give you blessings that are way better than your friends have, than your family, your siblings have. Why? Because God knows you and He has a purpose for you in your life. From verse 3, it says, I will give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that I am the Lord. How many of us like riches and treasures? Now, Cyrus, when he was fighting all those different nations, conquering them, he was being given what? Treasures. He was collecting all those treasures, all those riches. This is the same way in our lives. When God calls you, He knows you. Your needs, your expectations. The Bible says, how can God not dress you, not feed you, whilst He feeds the birds in the air? Whilst those birds, while those animals have somewhere to lay down, how are you not so much precious to Him that He cannot feed you? When you ask for a rock, when you ask for bread, do you think He will give you a rock? No. God will bless you even way better. So what is God saying here? He's saying, I will give you hidden treasures of the darkness. The Bible says we are going to obtain those treasures, those riches from the darkness. They're going to be taken from the darkness to the people in the kingdom of God, in the kingdom of lightness. And God is saying, I will bless you and I will give you those riches that are in secret places. You know, when they are in secret places, which means you have to what? You have to seek for them. How many of us have placed a treasure hunt? Huh? It's something that is hidden, right? That you are supposed to seek for it. And when you find it, you'll be very happy that I have found this treasure. I found this hidden treasure, these riches. So this is the same thing. God is saying, I have given you so many treasures. I have given you so many hidden riches. But all you need to do is to seek for them. I'm reminded in the book of Matthew, it says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto who? Unto you. So we need to seek for the kingdom of God. We need to seek for these treasures. How do you seek for them? Through prayer and fasting. We have businesses. I believe so many people have businesses. Some of us, we have projects that we are doing, side hustles. I believe some of us, we are working from 9 to 5, and we are expecting God to bless us, promotions to come upon our lives. How do you obtain those things? By prayer and fasting. You need to pray to God. Ask him daily, Lord, you have put me to this place. I want you to bless me. Lord, you have given me this business. Give me ideas. Open doors. I want clients to come upon my life. I want many people to come. I want so many people to come. You know, those are goals. You see opportunities coming. You see many people coming upon your life. Those are the doors. Those are the hidden treasures that God is going to give you that he has promised to you. Amen. Now, from verse 4, it says, that you may know that I am the Lord who have called you by your name, and I am God of Israel. For Jacob, my servant's sake, I have even called you by your name. I have named you, though you have not known me. Now, we talked and we said Isaiah prophesied for things that happened 200 years later. Meaning to say that God knows us. God knows our name. God has a purpose for us. We are called by God in a different way. Some of us, you know, you might be here in church just coming to Sunday and say, I'm just here to hear Jason. I'm just here to hear Steve praying. And Stefania, when she sings, and Tim, they'll sing for us. And then I'm blessed. Then I'll go home. No. God has a purpose for you in your life. You need to look for something that you can do. You have a gift that God has given you, and you know it yourself. When you're even in the, you know, we want so many people here to come and sing. You know yourself when you're in the shower, bathing, how you sing very well. We want that gift here to be able to manifest in church. We want so many people, you know, evangelists out there to bring so many souls to come to the house of the Lord. That's a gift that God has blessed you with. We want people here, if you know that you have a gift of hospitality or smiling, be an usher. I'm always excited every Sunday when I come to church. I always see him. He'll be at the door there waiting for me, waiting for everyone. He'll be greeting everyone. That's his gift. Identify your gifts. God has known you by your name. And what does he want to do? He wants you to do exactly what he has called you to do. And so when God calls you, he will qualify you. When God calls you, he will mold you. You might be here and you think that, I'm not worth it. I don't think that I'll be able to do it. I'm very shy. But God is saying he will qualify you to those who are unqualified. He will equip you to those who are not equipped. Come every Sunday. Come every Bible study. Be equipped. Learn the word of God. Pray. Be prayed upon. And receive the anointing of Jesus Christ. And you will see that your gift will be activated. Your gift will start to manifest, and you will edify in the house of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes. How many of us say, I am blessed? How many of us saying that I'm going to use my gifts?
Amen. We do want to use our gifts.
Amen. Right, let's pray. Father God, we thank you for this wonderful word. We thank you, God, for you have known us by your name, O God, and let your word transform our lives. And let us be able to use our gifts, O God. Let our gifts be activated, O God. O God, we pray for those hidden riches, hidden treasures, and double doors to be opened upon our lives, O God. We pray, O God, for those crooked places, O God, to be straightened upon our lives, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you and we exalt your holy name. Amen.